I thank God for this time, this opportunity He has granted us to spend some time in the scriptures before we devote time for prayer. Isn't it wonderful we have the freedom to gather together, whether it be on Zoom or at the chapel? The gathering of God's people is truly a blessing. Meanwhile, many parts of the world, Christian public gatherings are forbidden. We have heard of many instances of persecution where people are jailed or put into prisons for just carrying the Bible or telling others about the good news of salvation. So we have a unique privilege, the unique freedom that most countries don't even have, to gather together to worship the one and only true God. So let us not take the religious freedom we have in this country for granted. This time that we have is very precious, and it is worth more than anything this world can offer. It is a great privilege to study His word, to devote the time for prayer, and to encourage one another. For the past few weeks, Sam Munkle was leading a study on the attributes of God, attributes meaning qualities or characteristics that is unique to God. We considered one true God, Trinity, and the self-sufficient God. Today also, we are going to continue to consider on the same topic. I have listed a few of the attributes of God. God is eternal. God is immutable. God is omnipotent, meaning all-powerful. God is omniscient, all-knowing. God is omnipresent, present everywhere at the same time. God is faithful. God is good. God is just. God is holy. And God is love. Tonight, let's consider a few minutes on his attributes. That is, God is omniscient. What does it mean when we say God is omniscient? That He is all-knowing. He has knowledge of all things at all times. He knows the past, present, and the future. He knows our every thought. His knowledge is infinite, complete, and perfect. He is not like any other gods that people worship. For our God is unique, and He is the one and only true God. Let's consider for a moment on the vastness of God's knowledge. He created everything that we see, both visible and invisible. Things we have an elementary understanding of things to things that is beyond our limitations. The knowledge God possesses is an intimate knowledge of the tiniest things of this world and to the biggest things of this world. And Job chapter 38, verse 1 through 6, I have the verses on the slide. So if you want, you can just look up at the screen. It says, "Then the Lord spoke to Job out of the storm. He said, 'Who is it that obscures my plans with words without knowledge? Brace yourselves like a man. I will question you, and you will answer me. Where were you when I laid the earth's foundation? Tell me, if you understand, who marked off its dimensions? Surely you know. Who stretched a measuring line across it? On what were its footings set, or who laid its cornerstone?'" Just look at the wonderful creation of God. Can anyone come up with a better design than this universe? Is there an architect? Is there an engineer? Is there an artist or a computer that can create or replicate God's creations? Bible says, "Where were you when I laid the earth's foundation? Tell me if you understand." We cannot even imagine or conceive in our minds what God has created. God has created everything from an atom to the biggest star in the universe. Even the greatest minds cannot begin to understand how great and unfathomable God's knowledge is. The Bible says that the wisest man who ever lived on this world was Solomon. Even people who are not believers know the stories of Solomon's wisdom. And this wisdom Solomon had was given to him by God. So how wise was Solomon? Let's look at 1 Kings chapter 4. Verses 29-34. God gave Solomon wisdom and very great insight and a breadth of understanding as measureless as the sand on the seashore. Solomon's wisdom was greater than the wisdom of all the people of the East and greater than all the wisdom of Egypt. He was wiser than anyone else, including Ethan, the Israelite, wiser than Heman, Colcol and Darda, the sons of Mahol, and his fame spread to all the surrounding nations. He spoke 3,000 proverbs, and his songs numbered 1,005. He spoke about plant life from the cedar of Lebanon to the hyssop that grows out of the walls. He also spoke about the animals and the birds, reptiles and fish. From all nations, people came to listen to Solomon's wisdom, sent by all the kings of the world who had heard of his wisdom. Isn't it amazing how wise and knowledgeable Solomon was? He had great insight and breadth of understanding as measureless as the sand of the seashore. People from all nations came to listen to him. Even with all this knowledge and wisdom Solomon had, he had limitations. He doesn't even come close to God's wisdom and planning. Jesus says in Luke 12:27, consider how the wild flowers grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you, not even Solomon in his all splendor was dressed like one of these. Solomon was great, but God is greater. Solomon was wise, but God is wiser. Let's read a few more verses that talks about the vastness of God. Job 26:7. He spreads out the northern skies over empty space. He suspends all the earth over nothing. Psalms 147:4. He determines the number of stars and calls them by each name. It is said that there are more stars in the universe than all the grains of sand on earth, and he has them numbered and given every star a name. The God we serve is the designer of this universe and everything in it, including us. Scripture says that out of all his creations, his masterpiece was us, and he loves us the most. Matthew 10:29-31. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground outside your father's care. And even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. How awesome is that God, the creator of all creations, loves us the most. Even a sinner like us, he loves us intimately. Even the very hairs of our head are all numbered. Have you ever tried counting your hair before? Or the stars in the sky? If you get bored and have the time, try counting them. I'm 100% positive we will give up in the next few minutes. I asked my son Jaden the other day to count his hair. And I said, if he can count them, I'll buy him a toy. Within 2 seconds, he said he had 10 hairs and that I should honor my promise and buy him a toy. We're still negotiating on that. Isn't it amazing that God knows us and every hair of ours is numbered? I'm not sure how to put into words how much he loves us, so I'll just point to the cross. Jeremiah 1:5 says, before I formed you, in the womb I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I am at times ashamed to approach God because of my thoughts or sins, or the lack of fellowship with him. Yet I'm reminded that he chose me and set me apart, that he is willing to forgive me and invites me to his presence. Personally, the more I know about God, the more I'm in awe and of the vastness of his knowledge. I am both amazed and fearful by his intimate knowledge of us. He knows the past, present, and the future. He knows everything that will happen before it occurs. There are no surprises for God. We cannot catch him off guard. There are many prophecies in the Bible, and every one of them will come true, and some have already come true. Everything from the rise and fall of empires, the birth, suffering, death, and burial, and resurrection of our Savior, the formation of Israel as a country, and many, many more. The Bible is God's word, and therefore it is perfect and true. Everything will take place in its perfect time. There are no delays with God. God does not procrastinate. Isaiah 46:9-10 says, remember the former things, those of long ago. I am God and there is no other. I am God and there is none like me. I make known the end from the beginning, from ancient times. What is still to come, I say, my purpose will stand. I will do all that I please. No man can tell or predict what's going to happen. the very next minute. Who amongst us can do that? People desperately want to know the future, perhaps so they can be better prepared. Some look at astrology, palm reading, psychics, and so many other ways to make their decision. A devout Hindu will consult with an astrologer before he makes his decisions, like who is a suitable partner for marriage, what days the marriage function should take place, and so on and so forth. I'm sure we know people who make decisions based on their horoscopes. They are fooled into thinking that man can predict another man's future. Brothers and sisters, apart from the Holy Bible, the very word of God, nothing else can forecast what is going to happen. Scripture, the word of God, is 100% accurate, 100% of the time. And God will, in his time, will accomplish all that he purposed. There is nothing hidden from him. Proverbs 15:3 says, "The eyes of the Lord are everywhere, keeping watch on the wicked and good." Psalms 139, verses 1 through 3. "You have searched me, O Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my laying down. You are familiar with all my ways." Just because we cannot see God, let me just read a couple more verses before we get into the next part. Psalm 69, verse 5. "You, God, know my folly. My guilt is not hidden from you." Hebrews 4, 12 through 13. "For the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to the dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrows. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him whom we must give an account." Because we cannot see God with our physical eyes does not mean he cannot see us. God knows our every thought. He is familiar with all our ways. He knows when we sit and when we rise. He knows about all our sins we commit, even the secret sins. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before him, and we will have to give an account to God one day. "He who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep." We must take God and the things of God very seriously. He knows us much better than we know about ourselves. Both blessings and discipline comes from our God. So why pray if God knows everything? It is a matter of relationship, a fellowship with God. We are not trying to remind God of our needs and wants. He already knows. It is a matter of dependence on God and for the provisions and protection. We must pray and seek God so that we can align our lives with God's will. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, "Pray continually," or "pray without ceasing." James 4:2, "You desire, but you do not have, so you kill. You covet, but you cannot get what you want, so you quarrel and fight. You do not have because you do not ask." Matthew chapter 8, 24 to 27. "Suddenly a furious storm came on the lake, so that the waves swept over the boat, but Jesus was sleeping. The disciples went and woke him up, saying, 'Lord, save us, we're going to drown.' He replied, 'You of little faith, why are you so afraid?' Then he got up and rebuked the winds and the waves, and it was completely calm. The men were amazed and asked, 'What kind of man is this? Even the winds and the waves obey him.'" This is a true picture of a prayer. God was in control of the storm. In fact, he created the storm. He set the limitations on how much damage the storm can cause, but he wanted his disciples to reach out to him. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 7. "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. God knows all we need. Yet at times, he doesn't give us what we need until we ask for it. This act of talking to God and receiving increases our faith and strengthens our relationship with God. God is omniscient. He knows all things. There's none like him. He does not make any mistakes. He's not surprised by anything. What is impressive to me is that he knows us, yet he chose us. He came after us, he died for us and redeemed us, even though we are prone to walk away from him. We worship a God who is second to none. He knows the past, present, and the future. There's nothing hidden in him, and his knowledge is immeasurable. I pray that we let God control our lives. He knows where we need to be. Sometimes the roads we travel may not be smooth or paved. Psalms 23:4 says, even though I walk through the darkest valley, I'll fear no evil. You are with me. So therefore, let us trust and love God with all our hearts, with all our soul, with all our mind, and with all our strength, because he is in control and he is 100% faithful to meet all our needs. May his name be glorified.